This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Now moving on to today on Twitter, where not for the first time, hashtag SOPs is trending.
And not for the first time, it's because of a minister. The minister in question is different, but I think the overall frame of the story remains the same. So this comes after Segambut MP Hannah Yeo has called for the resignation of Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussein after he was found breaching SOPs. Like I said, different players, but the setting is more or less there because he was in a rather crowded setting during the launch of the Johor MIC Brigade in Kota Iskandar yesterday. And following on from that, he admitted that, yeah, he had breached SOPs and that he would pay a fine, tweeting, "I attended as a guest and there were weaknesses on the part of the organisers to control the crowd. But as I said, salah tetap salah, no one is above the law."
So he wasn't the only one. Incumbent Johor Menteri Besar Hasni Mohamed, as well as MIC President S. Vigneswaran, were reportedly also present at the event as well. Now, following on from this, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin has ordered a compound to be issued to the offending leaders. However, Hannah Yeo found that this was insufficient and basically called for... well, as we said, a resignation. She says that it's unforgivable for a senior figure in government to basically flout the SOPs like this, given that Hishamuddin chairs the COVID-19 quartet ministers meeting and is basically in charge of managing and announcing those very SOPs.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I think that this is... we've run out of things to say in some senses, because, of course, the very people who should be modelling SOPs are, in fact, the people who announce said SOPs, who are in charge of enforcing said SOPs, who answer questions about them. And I think there were weaknesses on the part of the organisers is an interesting point, because you would think that in the presence of a minister or who
set those SOPs,
you would therefore have taken more stringent measures. I don't know. I think that it's their weaknesses all round, to put it mildly. But it also raises the question of how often or how comfortable we are with this always being the response.
I wanted to look at the Prime Minister Ismail Sabri's response. Now, he has said that Hishamuddin doesn't need to resign, that the fine is sufficient. He also added that if everyone had to resign after receiving such a fine, then no one would be available for work, which in itself, I think, is a bit of a damning remark to make about your own ministers.
It is. And also, once more, a question about why it is that this keeps happening, right? Our ministers needing to attend events or needing to be a part of these things, I guess I kind of understand it comes with the territory of the job. But then the reasons for it hasn't always been as simple as being present. Sometimes it's been sharing a meal. We've seen that before. Other times it's been incorrectly wearing their masks or things like that. And those things are actually well within your control.
So if we look at the tweets, I think they really capture a lot of the same things that we've been talking about, a sense of frustration. We have Monkey saying, "He won't resign, la. We all knew that like we knew our SOPs."
Yes, I suppose so. We also have VK actually saying something that's very much in line with the Prime Minister, saying, "I understand that Yeo is trying to highlight his mistake, but that doesn't seem right to ask someone to resign for the same error. If we follow the same to all other politicians, by now you will see an empty cabinet." And maybe that's fine. You know, I mean, if that's the rule we're applying, although it is not. We also have Arusawan saying, "Hishamuddin doing a Boris Johnson on Malaysian citizens."
Thereby reassuring us that it's not just our ministers or politicians that we have to contend with in this way. Let us know what you think. Do you think ministers should resign when they're found flouting SOPs? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:48. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing ministers flouting SOPs. This, of course, comes following Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein, defense minister, being issued a compound for attending an event where, there were pictures and videos circulating of the SOPs being flouted. And so there have been calls for his resignation, and we've been asking you for your thoughts. Do you think ministers should resign when they're found flouting SOPs? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have these messages.
So Katrina says, our ministers are showing that money is above the law. So what if I break the SOPs? Just pay the fine. Perhaps repeat offenders need to be jailed.
Wow, that's actually taking it to even a higher level, isn't it, than a resignation? Look, I think this is a few things, isn't it? I mean, the Antara Dua Darjat has been something that keeps coming up every time we have this conversation. And I think purely from an optics point of view, it doesn't look good, especially when on the one hand, other members of the cabinet are emphasizing the importance of us continuing to be vigilant, continuing to, be safe and be hearing about Omicron. It is bound to make people feel frustrated.
Meanwhile, Yasmin says it's about leaders walking the talk. So yes, he should resign given his specific position. And I think that last bit is actually most important, because I'm thinking about the people who have resigned. I mean, in other countries, obviously not here, but in other countries, while we have seen a broad swath of resignations around the world of ministers, just kind of whenever it is that they've been found to have flouted SOPs, we do see that. It has applied most specifically to people who are in the position of enforcing or coming up with SOPs. So people within the health ministries of various countries, they are the ones who I think people are most sensitive to seeing this happen. And in this case, because it's defense and because you are therefore the person handling the enforcement of it, I think that's where the sensitivity is kicking in.
We have an anonymous listener who says, just last night, I saw some big gun allowing his hand to be kissed during one of his Turun Padang occasions. That was on the National News Channel. But I think it's praiseworthy that our PM is aware of the lack of discipline from his cabinet. At least the cabinet is united.
Sure. I think that's a real silver lining kind of message, isn't it? That at least we are seeing this. Actually, there was something that I wanted to bring up that I meant to earlier and forgot. And it was a point not actually about the flouting of the SOPs, but about the optics. So I think we have spent a lot of time on our show talking about personal responsibility in the sense of if someone is too close to you, while you're out and about, you can turn around and tell that person, hey, I need you to take a step back. You can actually try to create that space. You can say to the people who are supposed to check your MySajatra, hi, you didn't check my status. You can do all these things. These are things that private citizens are expected to do. So I think my question is why it is when we see VIPs in spaces that are visibly crowded, you can see that there are too many people here. They are not distancing. Is it not reasonable to expect somebody in a position of relative power to actually say that, hey, I think that we need to space out a bit more, or we need to call a stop to this event until you have your crowd control sorted out?
At the very least, the person in charge of something like PR, I would think, whose job it is to say, these pictures are not going to look great once they're shared and people can see them. We have Shariza actually making a granular point about fining and says ministers should be fined. The question is how much of a fine. A minimum wage person who has been compounded for 1,000 ringgit would need to pay 80% of their earnings. Perhaps he should pay 80% of his salary.
Well, there's a suggestion. I think that goes back to the point we were making earlier about Antara Dua Darjat and how that question of, well, yes, you're going to pay the fine, but how much is the fine? And how much does the fine mean to you in relation to how much you earn, or in relation to the the issue, right, that has been raised here. I think that so much of this comes down to A, the actual salah tetap salah nature of it all. But the other side of it is, like we keep saying, the perception and the optics. I think when there is no care or no care seen to be taken with the optics, it means that people feel even more hard done by than if you had taken effort to actually say, listen, I know this looks bad, so I'm going to try to mitigate.
Well, Yongwei is actually saying essentially that. They say those in authority, especially for Hishamuddin, who is the one enforcing the SOPs, flouting their own laws and rules should be dealt with more severely. Alas, this is not the case in Malaysia, where we have different standards for different people. I must say this... this thing of different standards for different people is something that's come up so many times in this conversation, as with a few others.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you have the boss, the head of everything, right? The prime minister essentially saying, well, he'll pay. And then, you know, it's we have to move on from this. And I think the assumption, I suppose, that it's easy for people to move on when you see it happening repeatedly is also kind of difficult. The other thing is going back to the fact that this was seen in videos and photos and the like. The other thing to consider is that we are no longer in the 80s or 90s where the cameras present at any given event are cameras that you have approved. Now, when ministers or VIPs or any of the rest of us really go anywhere, it's perfectly likely that we will be caught on camera by people that we have no idea are in fact shooting. And this is just a fact, right? You don't even know where it will be posted. You don't know what Second Life this video is going to take on. So again, the idea of optics and of being wise to it, particularly in the day and age of social media, I think is an important one.
Keep those thoughts coming. Do you think ministers should resign when they are found flouting the SOPs? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.